Tzachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tzachim Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel Amad Aleph on the ninth line, Ma'anafek Mibein Yehoin. Ma'anafek Mibein Yehoin. Now these four words are taken out by the Korban Eider, but the question is, what is the difference between them? Amar Shmuel Bar Avduma, Chilufin, B'Shai Yemei Thashana, Shachter Lishmoy, Lizoik Dam Shloi Lishmoy, B'Shai Yemei Thashana, Adas Dub Yechon, Kosher, Adas Dub Shem Ben Lakish, Pasol. Shmuel Bar Avduma says that their opinions are switched during the rest of the year. If he slaughtered it lishma to throw its blood, lo lishma, during the rest of the year, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's valid, and according to Shimon Lakish, it's invalid. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ado, Amali, Abba, Abba, De'inun Amrin, Minayin Sha'a Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomim, Tamalayma Ve'im Menatsoin Kol Banoi, Le'zevach Shlomim, Kol Shehu Menatsoin, Ba Shlomim. Rabbi Yochanan said that it was about this that Shmuel's father told me. In Bavel they say that, what is the source to say that a Pesach can be brought as a Shlomim? For example, if he separated the animal a long time before Pesach. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Gimel Pasuk Vav, if his sacrifice is a Shlomim offering from the flock of sheep, anything from the flock can become a Shlomim. It's even how Ola Min HaSoin, you should say. The Gemara asks, the Ola offering also comes from the flock. Dabba She'ein Bar Ela Min HaSoin, Yotze HaOla Shehi Bar Afila Min Hefka. The Gemara answers that the pasuk refers only to something that comes from the flock. This excludes the oil offering that can be brought even from cattle. Hativan Hawe Asham. The Gemara asks, perhaps the pasuk refers to a guilt offering that may only be a non-blemished animal and may only be brought from the flock but not from cattle. Amr bun bar kahana min hatzoin, dava haba mikol hatzoin, yatsa asham she'ina bar ela min ha'elim bavad. Rabbuna bar kahana answered from the phrase from the flock, something that can be brought from all of the flock, and it excludes the guilt offering that can only be brought from rams but not from goats. B'chol asar at ama min l'raboi v'acha at ama min l'mayit. The word min from is usually expanded to include, and here you're using it to exclude. Ama v'mana miyotu she'ein bar ela min ha'elim bovad. The answer is it's an exclusion as it can only be brought from rams. Heitivun v'akziv im min hatzoin korbanai min hakvasim amin ha'zim lo'ila ma'ata muta moisa pesach ba'oila. I should say. The Gemara asks that the pasuk says in Vayikra Aleph pasuk Yud, if it sacrifices from the flock, from the sheep, or from the goats as an oila, surely this pasuk could teach that the pesach offering can be brought as an oila. Amav avin mishan davashu la'achila v'davashu la'achila ve'in mishan davashu la'achila v'davashin la'achila. If Avin gives one answer, which is that we change something that is eaten into something that is eaten rather than something that is not eaten, as an oile is completely burned on the altar. Amav Yosi v'Rabun, Mishanan Kodshim Kalim, L'Shen Kodshim Kalim, V'Ein Mishanan Kodshim Kalim, L'Shen Kodshim Kodshim Kodoshim. The second answer is from Rav Yosi v'Rabun, we change something that is Kodshim Kalim into something which is Kodshim Kalim, rather than something that is Kodshim Kodshim Kodoshim. Amr Yochanan al Da Amr Rabbi Chanina Da Sun Amrin Ein Pesach Mishtan L'Shem Shlomim Elim Kain Shacht L'Shem Shlomim Vani Oimer Afil L'Shem Oila. Rabbi Yochanan says that it was about this. Rabbi Chanina said, you say that the Pesach cannot be brought as a Shlomim unless it was slaughtered as a Shlomim, but I say it could even be slaughtered as an Oila and then brought as a Shlomim. Amr Riba, the time of Rabbi Yochanan Vim Min Hatzoin Korban Oila Zevach Shlomim Called you Zevach Ba Shlomim. Rabbi Allah says the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan is from the pasuk that says in Vayikra Gimel Pasuk Vav, if his sacrifice is a shlomim offering, anything which is a sacrifice can be brought as a shlomim. Mishtane lemachsheves psul. The Gemara asks if he slaughtered it as an oila. Do intentions that cause disqualification for an oila also do so for this sacrifice? Heich avid. What's the case? Shachtu l'shem oila amanas lezoik damu l'macha mikam macha impasalu. If he slaughtered it as an oila in order to throw its blood the next day, it's pigal and invalid, even if he would have slaughtered it as a shlomim. In Tema Mishtana Lemachshava Psul Pigol, in Tema Eina Mishtana Lemachshava Psul Posel. If you say the intentions that disqualify an Ola do the same for this sacrifice, then it's Pigol. If you say that they do not, it's nevertheless invalid, as it's as if he intended to sacrifice Shlomim meat the next day, which is invalid but not Pigol. Lishmai Ushloi Lishmai, Vasha Yemai Sashana. The Gemara asks, a Pesach that was slaughtered during the year, Lishma, and Loi Lishma, is it valid or invalid? Ribun Bachir b'shem Shmuel ba'Abba, mekiven she'ein loy shem nasek shoichta lishmoy u'shlo lishmoy v'shtika v'hu kosher. Ribun Bachir quoting Shmuel ba'Abba, since it does not have an identity, that is not the time of the Pesach and he didn't sanctify it as a shlomim, It is as if he slaughtered it without any intention, and it's valid. And the response is, if so, even if during the year he slaughtered it lishma, in order to throw its blood lo lishma, it would be valid, as it's as if he, from the beginning it was slaughtered lishma and lo lishma. Amar bi Abba Mawi, man amar b'shtika kosher oinema b'shtika pasul. But Abba Mawi asked, whoever said that if he slaughtered it without any intention it would be valid, perhaps it must be uprooted from its status as a korban pesach by having intention to do so, and therefore here it would be invalid. We come now to the next Mishnah. Shachta shleila achlav oshleim nuyav lahareim l'tameim pasul. If he slaughtered it leila achlav, not for those reserved upon it, for the uncircumcised or for the tummy, it's invalid. Lo'ichlav shleila oichlav lemuniyav shleim nuyav lemulim. If he intended both for la'ichlav and la'ichlav, or both for those who are reserved upon it and those who are not, but for both those who are circumcised and those who are not, for those who are tame and those who are toho, then it's valid. Shachta kodim lachasos, pasul shnei mavoi ben arba'im. Kodim latamit koin latamit kasha, uvad shei echad mamaris v'damai adjivak damatamit v'im nizak kasha. If he slaughtered it before noon of the 14th, it's invalid, as the pasuk says, in the afternoon. If it was slaughtered before the tamid offering, it's valid, as long as its blood was stirred until the blood of the tamid was thrown. If its blood was thrown first, means before the blood of the tamid, it's still valid, though. And the Gemara says, minayin shu'usach l'shechita l'shechta l'aychlov. What is the source of the requirement to slaughter it l'aychlov for the sake of those that will eat it? Rav Yochanan b'shem Yishmael, ish l'fiyachloi t'choysu. The Rabbi Yochanan quoting from Rabbi Shmuel quotes the pasuk that says in Shmuel Yud Beis pasuk Dalet, each person according to what he eats, tachosu, shall be counted. Am Rabbi Yosha loshen sosihu ze kalam shuraim el chaveiro koisli esatlaze. Rabbi Yosha said it tachosu is an expression of in Syrian, like a person who says to another kois, which means slaughter for me this lamb. Kaisu shloi laachlav shachter shleim l'shem chole. The question is, what is the case of Loila Achlav? If he slaughtered it for a sick person or an elderly person who are not able to eat from it a kazayis. What is the case of not for those reserved upon it? If he slaughtered it for the members of a different group. The Gemara says, is this to say that a child who cannot eat a kazayis reserved upon a Pesach offering invalidates it? Is this to say that if it was slaughtered for the sake of a person who was still too distant to eat from it, does that make it invalid? This is a support for the Jeromian, the southerner, who said that if the limbs were lost, his intention takes effect upon them as if they still exist. And we deduce that if he slaughtered it to be eaten by half of the group, then it would be invalid. Rav Chagai said to Rav Yosef, it can be explained as referring to when all of the group were sick, how if part of them were healthy enough to eat a kazayis, then it's valid. Rav Yosef asked, let it therefore teach that he slaughtered it for members of the group who were disqualified. Rav Chagai answered that there were members who were qualified, he slaughtered it for those who were not. Rav says that the Mishnah that taught that if you slaughtered it La'ichlav and lo la'ichlav is valid refers to when he slaughtered it la'ichlav in order to throw its blood, both la'ichlav and lo la'ichlav. However, if he slaughtered it for both, then it will be invalid.